You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And this morning we are joined by Jamie Lee.
What's up? Hi.
Hi, what's up?
Hi.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's going. It's good morning.
Are you nervous?
No, I'm just, it's 8 a.m. and I'm not here.
So, Alice, do you want to introduce what we're going to be doing today with Jamie Lee?
Sure. So we have a little bit of a scenario for you. I think you've been told to bring in 4 songs.
Yeah.
And they're the 4 songs that you're going to take to Mars.
And so what 4 songs are you going to be playing for us? What have you chosen?
Right, okay. I have brought in Talking Heads, This Must Be The Place, Big Star, 13, John Mouse, Molly Nilsson, Hey Moon, and Jack Keitel's Psycho.
Okay, awesome. Fantastic.
Right, DJ Jamie Lee, you are part of the first team of humans to colonize Mars. You've been included in an elite collection of early settlers as the cultural ambassador for music. Resources are limited on the space shuttle, so you can only bring 4 songs with you from Earth.
But MP3s are so heavy.
These 4 songs will be the first human music played on Mars and will have to get you through the trials of early Martian life.
Cool, yeah.
Are you ready?
I brought some brilliant songs.
Okay. So you arrive on Mars. After 6 months of space travel, you thought that things would get easier once you landed, but things are only just beginning.
Oh,
you
no.
miss your family, your friends, and the easy, oxygen-abundant life you left behind. What song do you listen to as a cathartic release of these feelings?
It's a tough one.
That is a tough one. If I miss home, I'm probably going to go...
And it's like you're missing the oxygen as well, so you're a little bit like...
Would it be weird to say, hey, moon? Because moon doesn't have oxygen.
It's your choice.
But I guess you're saying it from Earth, being like, I remember when I used to just say hey to space, but today I am in space.
Is that your choice?
Yeah, I'm thinking Hey Moon.
Right. So you're sitting there and you're thinking about home and you're playing Hey Moon. Shall we do it?
Yeah, all right, I'll push play.
Do it.
Thank you.
So you're sitting there on the rock, missing home.
Missing my old moon.
Missing your old moon. Are you looking at another moon?
Apparently, yeah. It's not a cool moon. It's not as cool as my old moon.
So who were we just listening to there?
There was John Mouse doing a cover of Molly Nelson's song, Hey Moon. But she's singing in the background. I think he kind of just sung over a song and added some little chilly synthy bits.
And why do you like that track so much?
Oh, it's just so nice.
It is so nice, eh?
You can definitely hear where Princess Chelsea gets her influence from.
Yeah.
We are obsessed with John Mouse. He's great.
Everybody, I should go check it out and chill out and maybe go to space and just be sitting there thinking about home and playing that track.
Mm.
Okay. So you've had your little cathartic release, but morale is very low among the first humans on Mars. So you decide to cheer everyone up by hosting the first ever party held on Mars.
Yeah.
What song do you play at the party?
This song is going to be Talking Heads, definitely. I get so crazy happy whenever this song comes on.
How crazy?
Tearing shit up crazy. But happy.
Yeah, so you want everybody else to be tearing up the ground, but in a happy way.
In a happy way. My friends actually got married last year, and he quoted the song in his vows, and it ruined me. I was like, oh, cool. It's been whatever, my friends are getting married, this is fine. I'm just sitting here.
The quote came, and you're
cried like a baby.
Did you just start standing up and tearing up the place?
Yeah, I started stomping.
You're playing this for the party of aliens.
Yeah, the talking heads.
And humans on Mars.
This must be the place.
Thank you.
how's everyone feeling at this party? How are you feeling, Jamie?
I almost kind of regretted it when I put it on because we were talking about going home, but then I figured this is your new home, so kind of get used to it.
And it's these people's home as well that are dancing. Are they stomping and tearing stuff up?
Yeah, everything was good. I think I did my job.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? Did I do it?
The party is a hit.
Oh, sweet. Thanks.
So much so that some of the local Martian life forms decided to join in the fun.
Uh-oh.
As everyone dances, you notice one of them eyeing you up. Well, it doesn't exactly have eyes, but you're pretty sure it noticed you.
It definitely noticed
you. All right, no, I'm going for it. It's fine. It's fine.
And you want to know what passes for sex on this planet. For science. What song do you use to set the mood for a possible romantic encounter?
I've got two really weird songs left.
Well, you've got to choose one of them.
All right.
Should we give you, 10 seconds to think about it?
No, I've got it. And this is going to be real weird.
And I want to know why you chose this one.
Okay, I'm going with Jack Keitel's Psycho. Because this is going to get freaky, and I might end up killing this Martian. Like a praying mantis.
Like a praying mantis. All right, let's hit it. Psycho.
Here we go.
Ooh. Okay.
Can Mary fry some fish, Mama? I'm as hungry as can be. Oh, Lordy, how I wish, Mama, that you could keep the baby quiet, 'cause my head is killing me. I saw my ex again last night, Mama. She was at the dance at Miller's store. She was with that Jackie White, Mama. I killed them both, and they're buried under Jenkins' sycamore. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Mama, pour me a cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You'd better let 'em lock me up. Don't hand me Johnny's pup, Mama, 'cause I might squeeze him too tight. I'm having crazy dreams again, Mama, so let me tell you about last night. I woke up in Johnny's room, Mama, standing right there by his bed, with my hands around his throat, Mama, wishing both of us were dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You'd better let 'em lock me up. You know that little girl next door, Mama? I believe her name was Betty Clark. Oh, don't tell me that she's dead, Mama, 'cause I just saw her in the park. Sitting on a bench, Mama, thinking up a game to play. Seems I was holding a wrench, Mama, and then my mind just walked away. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Oh, Mama, why don't you get up?
Do you think this creature can actually understand the lyrics to that song?
I hope so. Don't get freaky.
Death is coming.
So, You've played this song to kind of lure this person, or have they noticed you?
It's not really a person, but this Martian. And I don't think they understand the lyrics, but as far as you can tell, the Martian seems to be into it.
They were into Freaky. That track.
So you start to sexy dance toward it, when suddenly your foot is caught on a rock and you trip over, falling on your face.
Late last week.
But a particularly jagged space rock cracks open your helmet and you drown.
Oh.
So you're dead.
It's a great loss, but the other settlers must go on with their mission. And as civilization builds on the planet, you are immortalized as the settlement's first musical tastemaker.
Yeah.
With your legacy defined by the last song they find in your possession.
Oh, cute. Big Star, 13. This is the cutest song ever, but it's kind of a bit weird that I'm known for that. But
well, right. Tough luck.
Should we play it?
Yeah.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the Friday I can get tickets for the dance. And I'll take you. Ooh. Won't you tell your dad, get off my back? Tell him what we said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside, well, it's okay. Now
well, thank you so much, Jamie Lee, for coming in. How was your life on Mars with those tracks?
Really short, but it was nice. It was, yeah.
How do you feel to be remembered by Big Star?
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. I don't know if that would happen in real life. Probably Neil Young, everyone would be playing at my funeral. Big Star's real nice.
Cool. Well, thank you for coming in and for traveling to Mars for about 15 minutes and then dying.
Yeah. Thanks for killing me.
You can blame Alice for that. No, you can blame me as well. I thought it was a good ending.
That was great. Thanks.
Bye, Jamie Lee.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.